Hello, this is Enzo with another podcast, which I haven't done for ages. I haven't done a podcast for ages, so I thought it's about time I do one of these little 5-minute smacks in the faces that I do, little recording for you, for anybody actually, if you're in motorsport or not. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you want to achieve, what I teach to race drivers is applicable to you. It's all about getting more out of yourself, creating the mindset you need to succeed, improving yourself and focusing on the goal and just doing what you need to do. The problem comes though, is we know what to do, but we can't get ourselves to do it. This is what today's topic is all about. I want to talk about that part of you, and we all do this by the way, that part of you that puts things off to tomorrow. And the thing I want to say today, just help you realize, is that you're already in tomorrow. Because there was a time in the past when you said, I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, I'll do it next month. Because I know that next month or tomorrow, whenever it is, whatever you're putting it off to, whenever, you presume that you're going to be in a better mindset. You presume that that future self of yours is going to be motivated. It's going to be the kind of person that will go to the gym or do whatever it is, go and speak to that person, make that sales pitch, do that public speaking gig. But at the current time, you don't really feel like it, so you put it off to the future self. Well, guess what? The future self is here. You're already living in the tomorrow that you promised you would be this different person. But guess what's happened? You're still the same person. So if on April 5th, you said, I will do something tomorrow on April 6th, but then you get to April 6th and you're still the same person, what do you think's going to happen? You got it. You're going to put it off again. Or you're going to come up with a valid excuse or reason for why you can't do what it is that you're fearing or can't be bothered to do. But you know you must do it in order to get this goal of yours. This is a very roundabout way for me to say you are in tomorrow already. And I want you to take a look around. Because if you still don't feel like doing what you need to do, what must be done in order for you to get this goal that you've got in your head, something needs to change. And that thing to change is to realize that there is no tomorrow, because you're always in it. You've passed that moment. As soon as you first said, I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it the next day or whatever, great, you set yourself up. You set yourself up to say that future person is going to be motivated. You're in that moment now, so you have to follow through. You can't let your past self down, because what that does, it lets your future self down again. It's time to shape up. It's time for you to stick to your word. It's time for you to think and then do. No think and put off, because that's not going to get you anywhere. That's going to keep you swimming in the same area, treading water. And the thing is, if you keep treading water, the shark, which is life, is going to come and gobble you up. You're going to miss your opportunity. You deserve more. It's up to you to be the kind of person that stands by your word. And if you are going to do it tomorrow, if it is a genuine thing, like it's 10 to midnight, so it's going to be tomorrow, then you stick to it. The problem is that most people don't realize how much procrastination, putting things off, not doing things now, not being committed, not being disciplined, because discipline's the ultimate self-freedom at the end of the day. People don't realize how much that's hurting their life over time. Every day. There's a little bit that's going to be put off. Every day you're going to talk yourself out of doing the action you really need to do. Even if it's scary, you talk yourself out of it. Well, actually, that's going to be the thing that brings fear into reality. You putting things off is going to screw things up. If you're comfortable, then life is going to kick the hell out of you. The only way that you are going to turn things around and go get what you want, what you've got in mind, that idea you've got, the only way you're going to create that into reality is by doing it. Let's just say you've got to do 675 actions in order to make that happen. You've got to start doing those actions. You can't let other people do them. You can't put them off anymore. You've got to do them because life is playing out. It takes so long for it to play out that it seems like one extra day of not taking action doesn't really matter, but it does. That is a building block for your future. If you start to miss out these building blocks, you're not going to have a future that's very stable, or you might not have one at all. It'll crumble. So remember, you are living now in tomorrow. You are in the realm or the time zone of when you thought you would be motivated and you would take action. So do it. Do not let your past self down, and do not let your future self down, and get the job done today.